Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can have you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank goodness it's folk. Every Friday, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and worldwide at www.sheffieldlive.org.
Where the dazzlies are followed.
Thank you. Kathy Cayley there, welcoming us back to this week's edition of Thank Goodness It's Folk. Welcome to the second hour, and it's great to be with you. Happy New Year. I know I wasn't with you last week. I just lost track of time. It's hard to know what day it is during that week between Christmas and New Year. But lovely to be back with you. I've got some lovely albums. Some of my favourites from 2024. Some absolute classics and some new releases from 2024 that we haven't played yet. That was one of my favourite albums of 2024. That was Kathy Cayley with the BBC Scottish Orchestra from their album Reloved, celebrating 40 years. And I would like to dedicate that today to my friends Pete and Iona, who've just celebrated the birth of their new baby Fraser. I know you two love Kathy Cayley, so that's for you. And we might have something from Michael McGoldrick at the end of the show as well. But in the meantime, let's hear from another one of my favorite releases. I absolutely could not stop playing this album when it came out. This is Martin Simpson from the album Sky Dancers, and this is New Harmony.
Such a long old time, and I've been sitting by the Ohio, watching the towboats rolling up slow and thinking on places we used to go. You've been on my mind. Rain across the bottomlands, broken stones from an old mill dam, the west wind in the darkened days, it's enough to blow the blues my way. I've been sitting by the Ohio, watching the towboats rolling up slow and sinking on places we used to go. You've been on my mind. Rusted rails in a river town, whistles blow, New Orleans bound, cornfields waiting for the plow. Things that I can't show you now. I've been sitting by the Ohio, watching the towboats rolling up slow and sinking on places we used to go. You've been on my rolling up slow and sinking on places we
Gillian Welsh and David Rawlins there from their latest album, Woodland. It's ages since we've had a new album from them, but we did have a new album from them in 2024. It was called Woodland, and from it, that was Lawman. And I really, really hope we might see them in the UK this coming year. Again, one of my absolute favourite projects from 2024 was the Where Is Brass by Tom Kitchen, the follow up to his project Season of Change. He collaborated with Marit Felt. It was a project I was pleased to see in London along with James. And this is about Tom's time living on the canals in London and on a boat there. And Tom will be doing this show on the 7th of May live at Sam's with Marit, and we're really, really looking forward to that. And this is a track from the accompanying album, which is full of lovely tunes, and this is called Grub Street.
Mastercraft, what poured in was pride. The soundtrack of my adolescence and all the years thereafter. Metal grinding metal, wood planed and crafted at the top end of the garden beyond mom's flower beds. Jim was the king of sheds. There were tools for every purpose, machines for every task. When I needed something built or fixed, I only had to ask. And each thing had an order, each thing had a place. Hooks and drawers and cupboards, things were always put away. Wooden handles on his hammers, molded to his fingers. When I hold them now, there is a part of him lingers at the top end of the garden, beyond mom's flower beds. Jim was the king of sheds.
Was Chris Weil and Julie Matthews there with King of Sheds from their album Days Like These. Again, one of my favourite albums of 2024. Always great to receive something new from Chris and Julie, and always great to talk to them. And they will be on Live to Your Living Room, coming from this very room, like here at Live at Sam's. They will be on Live to Your Living Room tomorrow, the eleventh of January. They'll be joined by Chris's daughter Kelly. So that'll be Wild Matthews and Wild. It'll be a great night. Please join us on Live to Living Room. And now I'm going to play a song by Christy Moore. I was privileged to see him at Vicar Street again this year. I took my friend Vicky Lynn and her partner Jai to see the delights of Chris Moore at Vicar Street, and it was a great night. And at the end of the night, Christy played this classic song that he plays called Voyage, and dedicated it to the writer Johnny Doohan, who passed away tragically at the end of at the end of last year. So this is Christy Moore with The Voyage.
I am a sailor and you're my first mate. We signed on together, we coupled our fate. Hauled up our anchor, determined not to fail. For the heart's treasure, together we set sail. With no maps to guide us, we steered our own course. We rode out the storms when the winds were gale force. Sailed out the doldrums in patience and hope. Working together, we learned how to cope. Life is an ocean and love is a boat. In troubled waters, it keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you. Now gathered round us, we have our own crew. And together we're sailing the ship. To last the whole trip. Our true destination is not marked on any chart. We're navigating for the shores of the heart. Life is an ocean and love is a boat. In troubled waters, it keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you. Now gathered round us, we have our own crew.
Thank you. The Bothy Band there with some classic tunes. And I'd say my favourite gig, aside from the ones I've put on myself, my favourite gig this year was seeing the Bothy Band perform for the very first time in many, many years. And unfortunately, they weren't able to do that many gigs because Don Lonnie got very poorly. So we sent those tunes out to anyone who knows Don Lonnie in the hope that, we will see him back on stage soon. The Bothy Band there. Now, on to a new release that came out at the end of 2024. And I'm always delighted when there's a new release from Julie Fowlis. This is a new release from the group that she has with Zoe Conway and Eamon Dooley, her husband Eamon Dooley, and John McIntyre. And they will be at Celtic Connections on the 24th of January, launching this album. I'm going to see it, and it's going to be great. This is Julie Fowlis, Zoe Conway, Eamon Dooley, and John McIntyre with the opening track from their new album, which is on Bandcamp now.
Through the world.
Julie Fowlis there. Julie Fowlis, Eamon Dooley, John McIntyre, and Zoe Conway from their latest album, which is available on Bandcamp now. Now, this is another new release that we didn't get a chance to play at the end of the year, and I think James is going to enjoy this one. This is in 2023, we had a great release by Catherine Tickell and The Darkening, and at the end of last year, Catherine went back to her roots by revisiting some of the tracks from her first album, and it's absolutely lovely. It's a re-recording of some of the tracks from her first album, which was mainly traditional tunes and some new additions. And so she's gone back to her roots. And it hasn't got the bass and drums that we've become accustomed to in the darkening. It's just simple, lovely music with pipes, melodeon, and guitar and accordion. She's collaborating this time again with Ian Stevenson, who she hasn't collaborated with in a while, and Julian Sutton, amongst others, Amy Thatcher as well. And so from this new release, this is Catherine Tickell with the opening track from this brand new release. This is Catherine Tickell. Thank you. Sam Carter there with Silver Horizons, the title track of his 2024 album. Again, what an album I've really enjoyed listening to this year. And now I'm going to play a tune from probably my favorite house concert this year, and it was an absolute privilege to persuade Tim Van Eyken, Nancy, and James to reform their trio, and I'm absolutely thrilled that they've got some gigs on the back of this, and they're going to be at Sidmouth and Upton festivals. They're also going to be, we haven't announced this yet, but I'm going to announce it for the first time now, on Thursday the 2nd of May. I believe it is Friday the 2nd of May. They'll be at St Andrew's Church. This is a combination we are doing with in collaboration with Saltburn Festival. They'll also be there as well. But you'll be, we want to spread the word about the wonderful Saltburn Festival, so we're doing that by hosting Nancy James and Nancy Kerr James Fagan and Tim Van Eyken, at St Andrew's Church on the 2nd of May, and you can get tickets via the Live at Sam's website. But from now, let's have some exclusive tunes from that wonderful house concert they did to celebrate 10 years of Live at Sam's. That's been a real highlight this year. Let's have some tunes from this wonderful trio. Nancy Kerr, James Fagan and Tim Van Eyckham recorded on my Zoom recorder from the house concert they did for us back in November. It was a wonderful to get that trio back together, and I'm thrilled that they've got some gigs this coming year, and that will be fantastic, including Sheffield. Or Sheffield St Andrew's Church on the 2nd of May. The details of that on the Live at Sam's website. Now, as James mentioned in the first half. Marilla Holmes has a new album coming out, and she could do with your help just to get her over the finishing line to be able to release this album. We will leave the details of how you can do that on the Thank Goodness It's Folk Facebook page. But in the meantime, this is one of the songs she's recorded on it. You may recognise this from the version also done by Rosie Hood. And this is my local Sheffield singer, Jenny Reid. This is Later Guitars.
They marched upon the palace when King Louis was at play, and won the bread they'd come there to demand. But come the revolution, they refused to hide away, and by the reign of terror they were banned. They knitted as they sat and watched beside the guillotine. They came there to bear witness, they came there to be seen. Like those women at Versailles, we will sing and march and cry, and we'll know the day we die, we persisted. Like those women at Versailles, we will sing and march and cry, and we'll know the day we die, we persisted. She stood up on the Senate floor, she'd earned the right to speak, though the men of the establishment resisted. She was warned, given an explanation, told her cause was weak. Nevertheless, she persisted. She spoke up for the memory of heroes who are gone. And though they tried to stop her, the words still echo on. Like those women at Versailles, we will sing and march and cry, and we'll know the day we die, we persisted. Like those women at Versailles, we will sing and march and cry, and we'll know the day we die, we persisted. She packed her bags one afternoon and set off home from school, a 15-year-old Muslim teacher's daughter. She wrote too much, she spoke too loud, she made them look like fools, and the men who feared her education shot her. But when she had recovered, she went to show the world that armies cannot overcome a fearless teenage girl. Like those women at Versailles, we will sing and march and cry, and we'll know the day we die, we persisted. Like those women at Versailles, we will sing and march and cry, and we'll know the day we die, we persisted. So when they try to keep you down, my sisters, daughters, friends, remember women's voices can't be silenced. And history will tell of how you triumphed in the end, though they came for you with slander, shame and violence. We'll celebrate each other in story and in song, with compassion and humanity our voices will ring on. Like those women at Versailles, we will sing and march and cry, and we'll know the day we die, we persisted. Like those women at Versailles, we will sing and march and cry, and we'll know the day we die, we persisted. Like those women at Versailles, we will sing and march and cry, and we'll know the day we die, we persisted. Like those women at Versailles, we will sing and march and cry, and we'll know.
Thanks very much for listening to today's Thank Goodness It's Folk. That was Marilla Holmes there with a track from her upcoming album, which you can support on Kickstarter. Let's finish off with another of my favourite albums this year. This is the McGoldrick family with the Greenfields of Woodford, and we will see you hopefully both together next week here on Thank Goodness It's Folk. See you next week, folks. Look after one another.